Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Consenticles. This file will be very, very naughty, but with complete consent of you. See, many times in tentacle fantasies, they surprise you. They may even go and push beyond your will. They may use simple scents, secretions into the air that make you pliable and horny. But this is different. And the reason why it's different is because you asked for it. You came to me because you've been stressed. You've been so worked up about all your responsibilities, and you just needed a moment to relax. A moment to let go of all the tension. A moment to let go of all the thoughts and all the stress of the big bad world out there. So you came to me and asked me for something unusual. You wanted to feel tentacles roam all over your body. Feeling them touch you everywhere, inside and out. You wanted to feel those wriggling tentacles take you away from the world for a while, making you feel better. So good. So you came to me. See, I have a few unusual skills. Besides being able to tell computers what to do and program willing minds into obedience, I also have this unusual skill of making you feel things. Warping fantasy into something much stronger than a dream. And by now it is likely that you feel that slight bit of excitement of the unknown. You came to me, asking for something deeply naughty, not knowing how far that would be taken. But these tentacles will touch you by your consent. So, as I walk around you and touch your forehead, making you drop easily, I let you know what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you exactly what's going to happen. And the more I tell you, the more you will feel. In a way, I will stay out of this. Only the tentacles will touch you from this point forward. And they will. They will wiggle their way underneath your clothes, no matter how you're sitting or laying or even standing. And they are going to take you. See, you can already feel the pressure against your feet and ankles as two agile tentacles start to slither their way up. You can feel their sort of smoothness against your skin. There's a texture on them too. As they move, as they spiral upwards over your lower legs, you feel them move. You feel them move slowly over your skin. They wiggle their way underneath your clothing and tear it where needed. For your skin, they feel so soft, but you can feel how strong they are. The tentacles slowly grab your legs and wrap themselves all around from your ankles over your lower legs, all the way up to your hips. But somehow the tips of those tentacles don't end up between your legs. Oh no, they just tickle the outside of your hips. And you can feel them slowly, slowly pulling you deeper. Knowing that those tentacles are there moving across your skin lets you slip into that wonderful state in which you can feel them deeper. And as I slowly guide those tentacles over and in your body, you slide deeper into trance. I'm going to count down from 10 to 1. And with every count, you're going to feel another set of tentacles slowly wrap themselves around your arms. 10. They start at your wrists as you slide deeper and deeper. 9. Slowly wrapping themselves around your lower arms. 8. It feels as if they take forever before they cross all the way along your lower arms to your elbows. And it feels so good as they, 7, slowly wrap themselves around your elbows too. 6. You can feel the tentacles over your legs moving, tightening, keeping you more and more under their control. 5. The tentacles around your arms shift, glide over your skin higher and higher. 4. They cross your biceps and triceps, holding you in place. Wherever you are standing, sitting, laying. 3. You feel the tentacles slowly wrap themselves around your shoulders. And it looks like they're supporting your body. 2. They go further and further, slowly sliding over your back. 1. You can feel how both your arms and legs are captured, held in place. But you asked for this. You came to me for this. And part of you, as aroused as you're becoming, slowly being taken. A part of you is impatient. It wants to go deeper and deeper. It wants to drop into the embrace of these tentacles, going limp with desire and feeling their body used. There's a lot of pleasure waiting for you, and we've only just begun. Feel how a tentacle is starting to rub the back of your skull. It feels calming, soothing, relaxing. And while the tentacles around your arms and legs keep you in place and stabilize you, now the real fun begins. They slowly approach your more sensitive spots, making sure with moistened tips to probe you, and you can feel the pressure down below. You can feel how they press into you. You can feel how the tentacles move around you. They caress your ass, their tips pressing against your opening. And another, with a sweet taste, is rubbing over your mouth, your lips wanting to taste more and opening without thinking. And as your lips open, so do you down below. And as the tentacle in your mouth slowly fills it, so does it down below, filling you deep between your legs, thrusting even deeper than in your mouth. It's starting to fuck you. And the tentacles move all around you to stimulate every piece of skin. Tentacles wrapped around the back of your neck, your chest, your stomach. And the tentacles that hold your arms and legs somehow wiggle back and forth to give you even more pleasure. They hold you in place and stabilize you as you're slowly being fucked. But this slowly will not last long. The tentacles are sweet and taking their time to build up your desire and your arousal. As they fill you deep and stretch you, making you taste the sweetness in your mouth and feeling the fullness between your legs. They wrap around anything they can and everything you have. And then the real fun begins. They stop. And then suddenly assault you with pleasure as they thrust hard, move deep, rub so nice all over you. They go further and further, deeper and deeper, giving you more pleasure than you thought you could have. More pleasure than you thought you could take. And they keep thrusting, fucking, filling. Every thrust, it seems as if they are able to fill you a little bit more until it feels insanely stretched. Every movement, every thrust is aimed to increase your pleasure, is aimed to increase your desire, is aimed to make you hornier and closer. But they're not going to let you come just yet, not by a long shot. They keep on pushing you higher and higher. They keep on thrusting deeper and deeper, further and further. They make sure that your lips taste the sweetness, that your mouth is full of a delicious feeling, and that down below you are stretched like never before. But there is no pain, there is only pleasure. There is only the deep pleasure of total, complete surrender to this feeling. You are no longer in the world, you are in a fantasy. You are caught between tentacles that are slowly and deeply fucking you every place possible. You are caught between a wiggling form that has been called by me by your request, and you're losing your mind to it. The sweet taste in your mouth seems to make you even more sensitive. The slime that you taste makes you so horny and so happy. It pulls you so deep into the delicious place of total surrender as you are fucked thrust after thrust after thrust, being completely taken in every possible way. And it feels so good. It feels so intense. You can feel how close you are. You can feel how much you want to come. But no, not yet. It's going to go stronger and stronger, deeper and deeper. And you can feel those tentacles wiggling against your skin, rubbing everywhere between your legs, wrapping themselves around anything they can. And most of all, filling you, stretching you, filling you so deep and so intense like nothing is able to. And inside of you they wiggle, inside of you they move as they thrust. They make you feel so good as they coil and somehow manage to rub every sensitive spot at the same time. And you're going crazy, so crazy. It's like everything is happening at once. Everything is combining at once. You're heading towards an orgasm of untold power, but you can't come. You need the tentacles to make you. You need them to force you, to take you over the edge. You've given your consent to have them do with you as they please because you love it. You love it so much. You love it so much that they take you deeper and deeper, further and further, giving you no choice but to obey this moment, to fall into this moment, to feel this moment with all the pleasure and all the intensity. And you're right there on the edge. They push you so hard, so deep, so intense. You're right there on the edge, having no choice but to enjoy, but to almost moan out and scream in pleasure as they push you to the edge. It's so very close as they thrust harder, deeper, thicker. It feels so very good, and you can barely make a sound with a tentacle in your mouth. You want to do everything. You want to surrender completely as you feel those tentacles take you in every possible way. You're right there on the edge, and you want to come so bad, don't you? And you can only hear my voice very vaguely into the background, counting you down to an immense series of orgasms, as the tentacles never stop thrusting until I say so, and every thrust could make you come again once you start. 10, they seem to be going faster and faster. 9, it feels so good. 8, just thrusting. 7, so thick. 6, so fast. 5, so deep. 4, so close. 3, you want to. 2, you need to. 1, you crave it and come. And come. And come, and come, and come. Just coming over and over again as the tentacles keep thrusting their full thickness inside of you, stretching you like never before. It feels so good, you just keep coming. You don't even know anymore if it's one big orgasm or many small ones. All you know is that you come. And come, and come, and come. And they keep going, they keep relentlessly going, making you feel so good, making you come so hard. And only when your body can take no more after you've been done coming and coming and coming over and over again, only after your body can take no more do they start to slow down and finally let you recover. Their thrust slow down, gracefully ending a beautifully big orgasm, slowing down as your mind slows down. They keep moving slowly to let you sink into that wonderful relaxed state of pleasure, afterglow of such a good orgasm. And you just sink and float into wonderful emptiness. You just sink and float, completely free of any stress. And you've done so well. And in a moment, when I will tell you to wake, you can wake at your own pace, but I do expect one thing. For all this effort, I'm sure you'll thank me. Wait.